Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be going over the Thursday game, our DFS picks for the week, and our predictions for this week's games. To get started, Thursday's game, that was a great game. Falcons ended up just finishing the game great, winning the game by 1 point off a field goal. I mean, we were both wrong with that one, right? I think we both thought the Buccaneers would win. Yeah.
Did we talk about that on Sunday? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, just great game for, no, you didn't. I did. I did that on Monday.
I mean, I would have picked the Bucs.
Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, Kyle Pitts, dude. That dude was on fire. Him and Bijan had huge games.
Kyle's had a much better season overall.
Yeah.
He's finally kind of put it together with both quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was amazing yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, it's like good as he is, though, he's not as good as Drake London, right?
Yeah.
Which takes away from what he's normally able to do. Mm-hmm. And since Drake's been out, he's been amazing.
Yeah. What was it, like 11 catches for 130 yards and 3 touchdowns?
Last night?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's something insane like that.
Something similar. He had probably the best game of his career. I don't know that definitively. I should have looked that up. But it was 11 catches, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Oh, man.
12 targets. There was only one ball that he did not catch that was thrown his way.
Which I get. I mean, that makes sense why they kept on it to him.
And he had some really good catches.
Yeah.
So Drake London is amazing. Kyle Pitts is really good. I wouldn't say he's amazing comparatively, but he's still really good. And Bijan is one of the best players in the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you have guys who are all that good, it's hard to get away from one of them.
Yeah.
When they're all, you know what I mean? And it, like I said, as good as I think Kyle Pitts is, I think that they're too balanced overall, maybe. I don't know. Drake London is really good at getting open, period.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how many people are on him. Kyle Pitts was doubled a lot yesterday in the second half, and he still found ways to break free. Because, so let's face it, the rest of those receivers, they kind of sucked. David Sills had 10 targets, 6 catches. He flat out dropped one ball. There was a deep go route, went right in his freaking hands, and dropped it. He made an amazing move to get open for it. I'll give him that.
But you got to finish the job.
But what's happened to Darnell Mooney?
I don't know.
Like, he doesn't even, I know, I don't think he's fully healthy, for one. But you would think he would want to try and take advantage of the situation a little bit more. But
yeah,
he really just doesn't seem to want to. That's probably not the right way to say that. I'm sure he wants to, but it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
He kind of reminds me of the Mooney that was with the Bears. Not the Mooney.
His last year?
His first year was with the Falcons. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's been, like, his season has been pretty disappointing. I thought he would have a decent season again, but yeah.
I'm excited that Kyle Pitts has finally put it together.
Yeah.
I hope that he's able to parlay this into something better for the rest of his career. Because the dude's got uber talent.
Yeah. Mike Evans had a great first game back.
Yeah,
6 for 132. Oh, man.
He's a beast.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was just a great game overall. A really good game.
I was a Mike Evans touchdown away from winning $252.
How's that make you feel?
Not good. Godwin and Tucker and Culp all vultured a touchdown. Godwin, maybe not. But the other two certainly did.
Yeah. Stupid.
I'm still a little bitter about it. Can you tell?
Yeah. I'm still bitter about the RJ Harvey touchdown over JK.
Fair enough.
Which that was way worse. It was way worse.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, that was a great game last night. That's for two sure. Thursday games in a row that have been pretty much shootouts.
You know who's next week's game is? Seahawks and Rams.
That one, oh well, hopefully that one's a shootout.
Yeah. The Rams could run away again, though.
Yeah. But yeah, we got a full week of football. No more bye weeks. Should be great, hopefully. But yeah, DFS picks. Do you want to go first or me? All right.
Sorry, everybody. I was responding to my wife.
All right. So last week, Trevor Lawrence had a pretty good game, scoring 19, which was three times his value. Zach Charbonnet, I mean, I was a little disappointed with what he was able to put up, but it was still over one times.
Just a little?
Yeah, just a little. I was pretty disappointed. Christian Watson, he killed it. 24.9 over four times. Brent Strange, I was really disappointed with. Like, that was a huge disappointment that they didn't give him the ball more.
Right.
But he did what he could with what he had, so I'm not blaming him at all.
Yeah, he had an impactful game.
Mm-hmm. Just not, just like, receiving.
Wasn't statistic-wise, yeah.
Yeah. But this week, I have Jackson Dart. He's going against Washington, so I expect him to have a huge game. He's only at 5,600. I like Kyle Manungai at 5,200. He's probably going to have 50-50 split with Swift, and the Bears have been really good at running the ball these last couple weeks. And on last week, the Browns looked horrible against the run. So hopefully that continues into this week. But the Bears can really diversify, I guess, if that's even a word, their game plan, which I think can definitely open up the run. Terry McLaurin had a really good game last week. It looks like he's finally fully healthy. And, I mean, I would expect him to this week against the Giants, who have a not great defense. And I feel like both of them are going to be passing a lot. And then he's only 5,400. And Dalton Kincaid, he's at 4,500, which I think it's definitely a little high for tight ends. But, I mean, he's not even – I don't think he's in the top five for highest tight end. So I think that could still be a really good play. He's definitely the – I think he's the number one target in Buffalo, and he's shown that he is. I just expect him to have a huge game too. All these picks leave an average of 58-60 for remaining five plays. Even if you go with the highest defense, the 49ers against the Titans, which I don't know how I feel about that one. You'd have just over 63.25 per player. So hopefully those guys play out the way I do. The way nice. I think they will.
Yeah. For mine, we have... Did mine show up there now?
No.
Sorry.
All right. Fine.
So last week we had Chris Rodriguez at 4,700. I was disappointed with what happened there. I mean, he had a decent amount of carries. He didn't get the goal line at all. James Cook at 7,800. Got over 10 points, but... at that price, that's not even close to good enough. So it's over 1K as well. Jerry Jeudy, though, was 3K almost. He was 0.2 points away from 4K at 4,200. He scored 16.6 points. And Shedeur Sanders went off 37.46 points over 8K. Combined, we had 13K to what we spent. It was probably closer to 14K, but that's okay. And so overall, Shedeur kind of made it look a lot better than what it really was. Mm-hmm. But Shedeur was a great play. I really like Shedeur Sanders again this week. He is number two on my list at 4,700. I am shocked that he went up only $300. I don't know how you feel about that, but I couldn't believe that it was only 300 more.
Yeah, I was
he's going against
that low.
A Bears defense that is not good against the pass. They'll probably rush a little better and pressure them a bit better than what the Titans did. But I also see a world where they're behind again like they were against the Titans, and they just have to throw the ball a lot. And Shedeur did well in that spot. But I think Shedeur does pretty good against the Chicago defense. You can see him getting more confident and finding his groove. Each week he has done that. And so I have no reason to believe. I'm not saying he's going to put up 37 points again, but at 49 or 4,700, he puts up 25 points, and that's five times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take that all day long, 5X of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm pairing him with Fannin, even though I still kind of want to pair him with Jeudy again. Jeudy is 4,400, Fanning is 4,000. There are other tight ends cheaper that I like, but Fanning is just really, really good. He's really good at getting open, and Judy's a moron, and who's uber talented, but he just can't get out of his own way. And I think that Sanders and Fanning have a nice rapport going. And I'd look to see that keep going. Njoku was hurt. He did get that one touchdown, but that was literally all he had last week. And so I'm not saying that Njoku won't be in play, but we've seen many times where both these tight ends can feast in the same game. Not necessarily with a lesser quarterback, in my opinion. So I think Chicago will make Sanders beat them as well and not Judkins. So, and they should. I mean, Judkins is more of a proven commodity at this point. So that is how they should attack it, in my opinion. I really like A.J. Brown this week at 6,800 as well. And I'm going back to the well with Chris Rodriguez at 4,900. I think that he has a really good game against a very bad pass or rush defense of the Giants. This is a good spot for him. And they need to run the ball to kind of control it, try to keep it out of Jackson Dart's hands. Because I'm going to be honest, I went back and forth between Shador and Jackson Dart. I love where Jackson Dart is in this game this week as well. So if and when I make a second lineup, Jackson Dart will probably be my quarterback for that as well. I think both these guys are in really good spots. Could see a world where they both go off and have the highest point total of the whole week. Jackson Dart is my number 8 quarterback this week. Adore Sanders is my number 14 quarterback. And all 32 are playing. That leaves me an average of 59.20 for the remaining 5 plays. If I go with the Niners against the Titans, that leaves me with 64,000. I am not going with the Niners against the Titans, so I'll have more than that to play with too.
Yeah, just it'd be cool to see Shadur play well again.
He will. How cool would it be if he gets another win?
Another win?
Yeah, if he wins this week.
Who'd he beat?
He beat Vegas.
Oh, that don't count. That don't count. I don't think it does.
You thought I was thinking they beat Tennessee.
Yeah, that's I was real confused. I was like, what are you talking about? But, I mean, I hope he doesn't. I think it'd be cool to see him keep it close again. Yeah, mostly just because of the card that I pulled. But
Peyton pulled an RPA.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice card.
For anybody on YouTube. Buddy.
There you go. It's a nice card.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get that in a one touch, buddy.
Oh, 100%. Everybody listening on podcast platforms, sorry about your luck. but yeah, for the games this week, start off Cardinals-Texans. I don't think that's going to be a good game. I just don't expect it to be. If it is, I think it'll be very one-sided in the Texans' favor. Just that defense is that good. That's such a good defense. I think it's the best defense in the league, honestly.
I don't know that I want to play anybody in this game.
Yeah.
Except maybe Nico Collins.
Because he'll get force-fed. Maybe Woody Marks.
Depending on the situations that I have, options,
mm-hmm.
I would rather not play Woody even. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love the under on this game, 42.5. I like under 35, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I got the Texans winning.
Oh, yeah.
Purely defense. I can't say this enough. That defense is amazing. I mean, they made the Chiefs look like they just scrambled them. The Chiefs just didn't know how to, I guess, play them.
Agreed.
What was it, like 10 points? That's how much they put up on them? I mean, that's insane. Jets-Jags. I mean, I think the Jags win it. Jets are playing, what's his name? Jared Cook?
Brady Cook.
Brady Cook. Yeah, I mean.
He's awful, dude.
That's going to be a horrible game.
Or he was awful. Well, like, let's see how he does after having a full week of reps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't expect much from the kid.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a rough game for Jets fans.
How do you feel about the Jags in this game? Like, at some point, are they probably going to take – do you expect that they'll take the foot off the gas?
Maybe. I don't know.
I like ETN. I kind of like Tootin this week. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're in a spot because of injuries or something weird, I don't think Tootin is a terrible play.
Well, I don't think they can take their foot off the gas.
Yeah, they can.
You think so?
I think at some point in the fourth quarter, maybe even third, it probably happens.
Oh, like if they're up by a lot?
Yeah.
Oh.
At least with the passing game.
Yeah. They probably will put, I mean, I would expect Tootin to get a lot if they're up by a decent amount.
They're favored by 11.5, and I think they cover that.
Yeah. It's going to be a rough game, dude. Like, I don't see the Jets doing much at all.
I mean, I wouldn't want to watch this game at all. Maybe early on to see if Myers or Strange or,
yeah,
or
it's gonna ECN. Be a purely,
like, I really like ECN in this game.
Yeah.
A lot.
Purely a show up on red zone, and you're like, oh, all right, nice.
Yeah.
He scored.
Agreed.
Raiders, Eagles. I mean, Eagles should have won this, but they should have won last week.
I see a world where the Raiders at least cover the spread. It's 11.5.
I could see them covering the spread. Kenny Pickett's starting, but I mean, Eagles defense isn't great either.
What has Philly done against the run?
Nothing.
This is Genty's time to shine.
What has the Raiders offensive line done to help the run?
I'm just saying, this is Genty's time to
shine. I know. I could see Jalen Carter having a pretty good game.
Ashton Genty is only 5,800 in DFS.
It's pretty low. I mean, we'll see.
I think that's worth taking a chance on.
Mm-hmm. Just Eagles should win, but I don't know.
I expect it to win. I will say that they're going to win. I don't like them to cover the spread, though.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, that's a high spread with how they've been playing recently. Yeah. Against Washington, I think that'll be a pretty good game, honestly. With Jackson Dart back, I don't know about Washington. They just have Terry McLaurin and Debo. All they got to do is just throw the ball up to them.
I don't know that I like Rodriguez some in this game, obviously. I went with him on my DFS picks. But I think the Giants win this game by 10 points.
I like Terry. I like Theo.
I can't believe it's only 47.5.
Yeah. I think it can go over.
These defenses suck.
Yeah. This really
bad. I think
defenses.
That's on the corners. Cause I don't think the Giants defense on paper is that bad.
Mm-hmm. Especially that
they
line.
Have some good players.
That defensive line should just be tearing through everybody. Bills, Patriots.
This is a big game.
Yeah, this is huge.
For both teams.
Yeah. I'm going to go, who won the first series? Was it the Bills?
Patriots won the first one, didn't they?
Now that I think about it, I think they did.
I think that they beat Buffalo in Buffalo. Yeah, they did, 23-20.
I think I'm going to go Patriots.
It's supposed to be really snowy.
Mm.
And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The over-under is 49.5. I know that these are really good offenses.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on how bad the weather is supposed to be, like, I don't know. I kind of like the under.
Yeah.
I'm also really surprised the Bills are 1.5-point favorites.
Really? They're favorites? That's crazy.
This is a must, like, the Bills need.
Yeah.
Like, the division's over if they lose this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think mathematically it's over, too. But the Patriots really need this, too, but for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Than the Bills do. I think it's a must win for the Bills, but I think they come up short. I think the Patriots win this game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to go against, like, I guess bet against the Bills, but I mean, if they're going to lose a game.
I won't actually put any money on this
game. No.
Unless I put it on the under.
I mean, I think it's a tough game to pick, but the Patriots just have been playing out of their mind this season. And so, I mean, yeah, I'm going. I got to go
Patriots.
We're both
going Patriots?
Yeah. One of these will get something different. Chargers, Chiefs.
Are 4.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a 3-point game.
So you like the Chargers on the spread?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who do you like on the money line?
I'm going to go Chargers.
I'm going Chiefs.
Yeah. I mean, the Chargers are very hit or miss.
Agreed.
I think they have one of the hit games because they lost their first game against the Chiefs, didn't they?
Well.
I'm going to go Chargers. I'm going to put my trust in Justin Herbert and Amarion Hampton and all of them.
Chargers beat the Chiefs in the first game.
Mm. I mean, maybe they sweep them. I don't know. I guess it's possible. Chargers. I think Hampton will have a good week. Last time he went against Kansas City, he played pretty good. I think he'll be involved in the pass heavily again. Especially with how bad that offensive line is, I feel like they're going to be doing a lot of check downs and screens, all that jazz. Maybe Keenan Allen, too. I don't know how I feel about Ladd McConkey going against it's Snead, right? No, it's not Snead.
I know you're talking about, dang it.
This happened last week, too.
Yeah, it did. No disrespect, guy. We're sorry.
Yeah. Too many names to remember.
McDuffie.
Yeah. Yeah, Trey McDuffie. But yeah, Keenan, Johnston. Oh, Trent McDuffie. Yeah. I was close.
I think Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, and Juju Smith-Schuster win this game.
Yeah?
Rashee Rice is going to be blanketed.
He's going to be
one of those other three is going to be open all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the way they should do it. Like, hey, if you're going to beat us, you're going to do it without Rashee.
Mm-hmm. Which I guess it makes sense. That's what they're going to have to do.
I think Mahomes figures it out with one of those guys.
Yeah.
Or maybe a mixture of them.
Mm-hmm. That's what most of their wins have just been a mixture of everybody involved. So maybe they got to go back to that.
I think it'll be a good game.
Yeah.
It'll be the one of three games I'm really excited about for the 1 o'clock window.
Yeah.
And that doesn't include the Giants game. And I really like watching Jackson Dart. So,
yeah, he is a blast to watch.
Although I take that back. There's a lot of games here I'm more excited about than I thought. I think the Browns-Bear game is going to be more entertaining than people think.
Yeah, I do too. I think it'll be a very good game.
-7.5 for the Bears. No way they cover that.
You don't think so? Maybe. We'll see.
Do you?
I think it's possible.
Oh, I know I said no way. Anything's possible. I really don't see that happening.
I think there's a decent chance that it happens. I think it heavily is going to rely on Shadur.
I'm curious how Caleb Williams and that line are going to do against Myles Garrett.
Yeah. No. That line looked horrible last week.
Exactly.
So they got to figure something out. Yeah.
Myles Garrett could have 5 sacks in this game. And I don't feel like I'm exaggerating.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore and Bengals. I'm going Bengals again.
Do I have to pick one? I like the over. How about that?
You got
to
pick one.
I'll go Ravens.
Really?
I don't feel good about it, though.
I think if T. Higgins plays, him and Jamar are going to kill it this week. And
I think Jamar has a big game. I think Mark Andrews has a big game. I think Derrick Henry goes for 200 yards.
Do you think they actually use him this time?
We'll see.
Because I would have thought the same thing last time.
I feel like every time I predict that, like he is going to have a big game, they barely give him the ball.
I'm going to say he's going to have a bad game just to make some of you guys feel better. Let him have his good game this week. But I'm still sticking with the Bengals like I did last time, and it paid off really well. Joe Burrow's going to go off. Chase Brown's going to have a good game. Jamar's going to have a good game. And T. Higgins, if he plays, is going to have a good game. Bengals are going to – what's the spread? Who's favored?
Ravens at 2.5.
I'm taking – I wonder what's the odds on both of those. But whichever one has better odds, I'm taking the Bengals on either one.
The Bengals are +130 on the money line, and they're -125 at +3.
Yep, I'm taking Bengals money line. But yeah, just I got a feeling that the Bengals are going to at least come back swinging before the end of the season, because they still have a chance at winning the division, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect
it's an outside chance, but I think that they do. Like, the Steelers have to lose every game, I think, and the Bengals have to win every game. Maybe not every game, but close to it. For the Steelers, I mean.
We were just talking about this one. Browns, Bears. Taking the Bears.
The Bears. That's funny.
Yeah.
I picked the Browns here on the spread.
What about money line?
I really want to pick the Browns.
Nope. The Bears.
I didn't say what I was picking yet.
Who are you picking? Come on.
I think the Bears win, but barely.
Plain chicken.
Chicken?
Yep.
I thought you'd like chicken. It if I picked the Bears.
But if you didn't pick the Bears and the Bears won, I could have just rubbed it in your face. Come on, go Browns. I know you want to.
Browns are going
to
win this game.
Yeah. Can't wait for the Bears to win now.
Are they going to win like they did last week?
Last week. They didn't win last week.
I know. You said they were going to, though.
Well, I was wrong.
Happens a lot.
Didn't you have them winning, too? They'll win this week.
You want to go look at the tape?
I think that, no. Are you throwing the challenge flag? But, I mean, it was still a good game. The ending sucked, but it happens. They'll win when they meet in Soldier Field.
Unless something weird happens in between now and then.
Yeah. Colts Seahawks. I think that could
Let's
be
do
a good
that one
game.
Last.
Do that one last? All right.
Yeah. Like even after the Sunday night.
Titans, Niners. Well, Niners should win. CMC's going to have a huge game.
What do you think about the spread?
What is the spread?
12.5.
I think it could happen.
Do you like it either way to bet it?
I don't think I'd bet on it, no. That's just too much.
Either way.
Yeah.
So the Tennessee's kind of like Carolina. Not sure what the hell team's going to come in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's definitely a hard decision.
I think if you made me pick one, I would bet the spread for the Niners.
Yeah. I think that one's the more likely option.
Agreed.
Yeah. CMC is the only one I really think will have a huge game.
I like Kittle a lot.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I like the tight ends for Tennessee as well. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, it's both of them, so it kind of takes away from the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Panthers-Saints. I mean, I think Panthers win this game.
The Panthers should drill the Saints at this point. Like, they have every reason in the world to go out and light it up to this week.
Yeah, if they win this week, they take first.
They're technically in first now.
They are? They're tied?
Yeah. With the law? Well, no, they're not tied.
Because they just played. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they need, if they go out and dominate this game, all they got to do is split with the Bucs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they don't win this game, that's kind of concerning about the locker room, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see how this defense does against Tyler Shook, that rookie.
Yeah.
I could see him throwing two picks in this game.
Yeah.
That's a really great pass defense.
Oh, yeah.
Not good, great.
Yeah. I think Rico Dowdle has a good game.
I mean, I don't know which of those backs to like.
Yeah. It's been very one or the other.
Yes.
So, yeah.
They lost to the Saints already, too.
Really?
They lost to the Saints once.
Huh.
Another reason for them to get up and win this game.
Yeah.
But it does give you a pause.
Mm-hmm. This game, I think, is game of the week. Rams-Lions.
I thought you were going to say Packers and Broncos.
No.
Rams and Lions? Do you think the scoring is that high? It's 55 and a half.
Yeah, I think so.
You think it goes over 60?
I don't know about... sure, let's go. Over 60.
I mean, the strength and strength for the offense and defense. The strength of the Rams' defense is that line. The strength of the Lions' offense is that line.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah.
And how Gibbs does. I agree. I think this is going to be a really high-scoring game.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that the Rams win.
I'm going to go Rams just because I really don't want the Lions to win.
I could see the Lions covering the spread of 5.5, though.
Yeah, I could see it being really close. Packers-Broncos. I'm going Broncos.
Under 43.5 all day.
Yeah.
And I like the Packers.
I hope they don't do good.
So Denver's defense is really good.
Yeah.
But they're not as consistently good as Houston's, where they normally have a couple of plays that get let up in each game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, what the hell happened to that defense just now?
Yeah.
And I think Jordan Love / Josh Jacobs exposed them for those plays.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I could see it.
Jordan Love may turn the ball over once or twice, for sure. But I think that the Denver offense is not good enough against the Packer defense. The Packer offense is much better than the Denver offense.
Yeah.
And I think the gap is smaller. The Denver defense is better than the Packer defense, but that gap is smaller than the offenses. Agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's where the difference is for the game. I think the Packer offense can expose enough of the defense to get the job done.
Yeah.
And we both know that the Packers tend to play against their, like, up or down to their opponent. They'll play up for this game.
You think so? Yeah.
That's my thought. You know what I mean? Like, that's my expectation. So.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping the Broncos win.
That's why I think they win this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they were playing the Saints, I'd say that they may lose.
They are super inconsistent.
It's stupid.
LaFleur's an idiot.
Yep.
Vikings, Cowboys. I'm taking Cowboys.
All day.
Yeah. JJ's starting, isn't he?
Yeah, I think JJ throws for a couple of touchdowns here.
You think so?
That Packer or that Cowboy defense against the run or pass?
Yeah.
It's still not good. But they'll pressure him too. Like, I can see him throwing two touchdowns and two picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think CD has – I mean, Cowboys should win this by a decent amount, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I like CD, Ferguson.
I like JJ. Jordan Jefferson.
Jordan
Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just don't trust JJ.
I get it. I'm just saying, I'm going to go out on a limb. I think this is where Justin Jefferson finally has a good game, and then he probably shuts down for the rest of the year. Not literally, but
I feel bad for the guy.
Last hurrah for the year, I think. I mean, I feel terrible for him.
Plays on, getting rid of the good quarterback, and I mean, I get why they did it. They used a whole early first round pick on him,
That's their fault too.
Yeah, he already had those, worries that if he'd be able to transition to the NFL, because it's not like he passed a lot in Michigan. So yeah, they shot themselves in the foot with that one. And then Monday night, Miami, Pittsburgh.
Who cares?
Yeah, Pittsburgh should win.
Pittsburgh.
I like Jalen Warren. Yep. A-chain.
I like Gainwell.
Yeah. All right, Colts, Seahawks.
Can you believe that Phillip Rivers is back?
It's crazy.
They still haven't named, they don't know who's going to be the starter yet.
From what I saw, I think they're going to be splitting first team reps, or they might.
Practice.
I think in the game, too.
No way they run with two quarterbacks. Between Rippon and Rivers?
No. Is Riley Leonard playing?
I thought he was.
Yes, I saw he was questionable.
That was the whole reason they got Rivers.
He's healthy.
So it's Leonard and Rivers between those two.
Yeah, there's no starter yet. But yeah, it's between Leonard and Rivers, which I think Rivers takes it.
It's stupid. Quite frankly, I think it's a joke.
What? Starting Rivers?
Him. Yeah.
Just seems like they're not that, I guess, comfortable with Leonard. Or they don't want him in the position where he feels like he needs to, I don't know.
What do you think Rivers is going
to
do?
I mean, he's taken them to the playoffs before. I'm guessing that's in their 2020? Thought process. Listen, I didn't make the decision.
That was the last time he played, man.
Oh, I don't know what their thought process is. I'm just trying to guess.
I hope the Seahawks kill him.
Yeah, they probably will.
13.5.
Yeah.
That's awfully high.
I don't know. I think it'll be fun to see Rivers back on the field.
It's not that I don't think that could be fun.
That they're not giving Riley Leonard a fair chance, I guess?
I mean, if Leonard's healthy, yeah, I think that's kind of crap that he's not
the automatic starter.
Chance. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what Steichen's got up his sleeve.
I think Steichen is worried about keeping his job.
Yeah.
That's where all this comes from.
Because their fall off has been crazy. I don't know.
It just seems crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing is insane.
I mean, I think you would be crazy to not hope for a story like that it goes well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've never been a big Phillip Rivers fan. I can't stand the guy, to be honest.
Why? Because he's cocky?
Yeah. And he didn't play for my team.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of guys you tend to not like. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I guess.
Why do you hate Aaron Rodgers?
That dude's cocky. He's on a whole nother level of cocky. That dude's just nuts.
Phillip Rivers was the same way.
I know, but he's hilarious. He didn't ruin football for me.
Because
Phillip Rivers is just hilarious when he does it.
When I was younger, I was a big Colts fan.
Yeah.
And the Colts and Chargers went against each other a lot. And that dude was just an asshole.
Well, I feel like there's...
Ask Brian how he felt about him with all that. I mean, I don't know how that's not a conversation he and I've had, but I would guess it was similar.
Phillip Rivers. But now he's on the team.
I cannot stand that guy. And I'm not a Colts fan now. You know what I mean? And so, I don't have, hey, it was cool. He was on our team for a couple of years. I think he's a jackass. And I don't like him. I don't like the way he carries himself. I don't like the way he is.
I think it's hilarious. Phillip Rivers is a blast to watch.
I think he's going to get his ass kicked this week.
If he plays. Experiment.
He'll play at some point.
Yeah.
Whether it's this week or next week, he's going to play. They did not do this to not let him play.
Mm-hmm.
If he could play this week, he will. No doubt in my mind.
We'll see what happens with this week. It's definitely a situation to monitor.
For sure. I would not start him for anything.
No.
I guarantee there are people out there, fantasy-wise, that will.
Probably if they're desperate enough. But yeah. But
it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Oh,
I like JSN a lot in this game. I like Shahid. I want to like Tyler Warren. JT, if Riley Leonard plays, or if anybody, actually, no matter who plays quarterback for the Colts, they're going to stack that line. They're going to make that passing game beat them.
Yeah.
There's no way that you let JT beat you in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
No way. And so that takes away a lot from JT and what he's capable of for fantasy owners.
Yeah.
And that sucks for those of us who have him in leagues.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both have a decent, or at least a share or two of him.
Yeah.
And this could
got me nervous for the playoffs.
And you're playing your brother in the dynasty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm aware. I should win, though.
I was unaware of that until last night. I was like, oh, crap, the boys play each other.
I need to win. I don't think I've ever made all it past of this the first the round. I don't think I've made it for past the first round yet.
I can't face either of you until the finals.
Yeah.
If we all make it that, like one of us, one of you two and I make it that far, I can't, it wouldn't be till then.
Yeah.
That'll make it all the sweeter to win it.
Yeah, whatever. You ain't going to win it.
You going to root against me if you lose? You will, won't you?
I don't know. It just depends who you're playing against.
You don't know the rest of them.
I know, but if you win, I'll never hear the end of it again. That you repeated? Yeah. No thanks.
It ain't going to stop there, son. I'm going for 3-4.
No.
I'm set up for a nice run of that league.
Yeah. You don't have any more first round picks, though.
That's okay. I've got all the players I need.
Yeah, I guess.
And I've drafted well with my third and fourth picks, too.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys are listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think, and hit that notification bell and be notified right when we post
right away
new episodes. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, thank you.